Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho. Vamano.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our thrilling story, Jailbreak. The motive of vengeance is a deadly poison within the heart and the mind, growing and spreading until it becomes an all-consuming passion. So the motive of vengeance burned within Todd Jelke, who, in a prison of the Old Southwest, was serving a life sentence for robbery and murder. As our story opens, it is early morning, and two armed guards are marching a file of prisoners across the prison yard to their work in the shops.
Come on, get back in line. You, Jelke.
I'm in line. What are you talking about?
I said get back in line. I'll show you.
Yeah, just a half a minute. I'm going to show you. There's the freight custer. You got that gun under your jacket?
Yeah. I don't know if I made it good enough to shoot, but I guess...
I don't know about this one either, but we've got to take a chance. When I get this guard, you get the other one.
Where are the two bricks out of the wall?
Just follow me.
No talking in line. All right, halt! Line up against that wall till I check you off.
Get ready, Custer, when he turns away. Now! The other one, Custer!
Yeah. Yep!
Come on! We gotta run for it!
Watch it, Jelke. The guard's up on the wall. They're getting ready to shoot.
Here's where the bricks are out, Custer. We can just get a foothold. Come on! Up with you!
Made it.
Jump down, quick. Now we're outside. Come on. Head for the train, Custer. We'll get into a stock car among the cattle.
She's ready to leave.
Yeah, and we're just gonna make it. All right, slow down, little Custer. We're out of sight of them guards, and we don't want people out here to see us running. We've made it, Custer. We made it. What I've been waiting for 2 years. Next thing is to kill Brandon and let him know first that I'm gonna kill him.
Slowing down, Jelke.
Yeah. We're coming into a desert station, looks like.
I gotta have water. 2 or 3 hours in these blasted cattle and the dust an inch deep in my throat.
Same here.
Where are we going to get it? We can't go up to where the engine will be taking on water.
Wait a minute. There goes the conductor into the depot to get his dispatches from the telegraph operator. When he comes out, we'll duck in there, Custer. Telegraph operator will have a jug of water.
Then we'll kill him?
Sure, we'll kill him. There'll be alarm enough out for us as it is without leaving him to spread any more.
Wish we had some more real guns, Jelke. These pieces of pipe we hammered out
They've
of the
done all right for a sofer. Anyway, we don't want no shooting in there. Might warn the train crew.
Oh, I swear I gotta have water.
All right, we'll get it. Here comes the conductor out again. Now, we can slide out between these here slats. Conductor's walking away. Come on.
Take a look in the depot, Jelke. Anybody with a telegraph operator?
No. He's alone.
He's turning around.
Well, howdy, gents. What can I do? Say, by thunder, you must be the two that broke jail.
That's right, hombre. But it ain't gonna do you any good to know that. Let's get him, Custer.
Wait, clip him!
Yeah! Once more, a good one! That fixes him for keeps, Custer. There's the water jug. Grab it.
If she's starting up, Jelke, we better get back on board.
As soon as I get this hombre's gun and ammunition belt, he won't be needing them no more.
No more than I need this confounded piece of pipe.
Ah, you oughtn't have left it there, Costa. Oh, well, by the time anybody finds it, we'll be miles away from here. With that snake, Brandon. Come on!
Train go out from the depot, Cisco.
Si. Here looks like a cattle train, Pancho.
We raised that old train, Cisco, no? And we beat that old train all hollow.
No, amigo.
No?
There's no point in racing that train. Stop at the station to greet our old friend, Senor Stinson. And then we will ride on to the south.
We got business in the south, Cisco?
No, we have not, Chico.
No?
We're riding there only because it suits our fancy of the moment.
Senor Brown and the sheriff leaving the south.
He does, Pancho. Only he's no longer a sheriff.
Oh, no?
No.
Oh, well.
Retired right after sending those hombres, Jelke and Carter, to prison 2 years ago.
Say, you're Brandon, old man now, Cisco.
Well, he's well along in years, amigo. I understand his young grandson is now living with him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, here's the depot. Oh, diablo.
Oh, look, oh, look. Ah, that train goes slow, Cisco. Pancho could beat that train running backwards.
See? Heavily loaded.
Uh-huh.
Also, it is going upgrade to the point where it will enter the tunnel. Let's give no more thought to that train, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
Let it. Mother mia, what is this?
Oh, Senor Stinson, they lay on the floor, Cisco.
Oh, this is bad, Pancho. This is very bad. Senor has been killed.
He is bad, see? Who killed him, Cisco, huh?
I do not know, but it must have happened only a moment or two ago. What is this?
It look like a homemade gun.
That is just what it is.
Pancho, I think this is a good homemade gun. Look like it's shooting a servant.
Pancho, quieto. Telegraph key.
Where?
It is open.
Eh?
Senor must have been killed while taking a message. Listen.
Pancho, listen. Pancho, only hear click-clack, click-clack.
Quieto, Pancho, quieto.
That's all it says, click-clack.
Escape, convicts, Jerky, and Coster.
They escaped, Cisco?
Thought to be on way south.
How'd you know this is going to say click?
I will explain later, Pancho.
All I hear is click.
Those hombres have committed this murder.
Mm-hmm.
That is the kind of gun they could make in a prison shop.
They ride on horseback, no?
I doubt it. Uh-huh. We could not get out of our sight on horseback from the time this murder was committed. Stand aside, Pancho.
Come aside.
I'm going to open this closet door. They're not in here. This is the only place they could hide. Now, this is strange. I don't understand how they could get out of sight so quickly and... Madre mia. Pancho, that train.
Cisco say give no more thought to the train.
But those hombres may be on that train. Quickly, Pancho.
We raise the old train, Cisco. We beat the old train too, no?
All I want to do is catch up with it and flag it down before it gets to that tunnel. Up, Diablo, come.
Beat that old train running backwards. Go, logo, go now.
You'll have to ride hard, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
That train has almost got to the tunnel. Diablo, here.
Go, logo, go.
I'm afraid we are too late, but we will try.
Cisco, go on board the train?
No, all I want to do is get the engineer to stop that train.
The engineer, now look back. He wants to be sure he steered the train into the tunnel.
We are gaining, but... Pancho, look.
Where?
There are two hombres in among those cattle.
Pancho, not see them, Cisco.
I just caught a glimpse of them. There they are again. Look out, Pancho. One of them is going to shoot.
Beastie, Pancho.
We are too late, amigo. That train is just going into that tunnel. Oh, there.
Pancho not care about the ride through that tunnel, Cisco.
That would be foolish. It's too dark and narrow. And so we will. Pancho, one of those bullets hit you.
It's not bad, Cisco. Just tick Pancho's arm. Not bad with it. Not bad.
Just the same, I will have a look at it.
No, it's all right, sir.
And we'll ride on to Senor Brandon's.
Si, Cisco.
Senor Brandon.
Huh?
Pancho, if I remember correctly, that killer Jelke swore to get Senor Brandon someday.
Pancho, remember that too, Cisco. And that killer Jelke not forget that neither.
Then that is his reason for coming south, of course. After a look at that wound, Pancho, we will ride to Senor Brandon's rancho as fast as our horses can carry us.
Them two cowhands sure hated to give up these horses, Jelke.
Yeah, but they won't need them no more. Sure is a good accurate gun that telegraph operator had. And we look some different in these chaps and shirts, Custer.
Yeah, it takes me right back to the days when I was riding the range.
Might be a good idea if we did ride range for some spread after I take care of Brandon. Make a good hideout for us.
How near are we to Brandon's?
Betsy's ranch house just ahead of us. And unless I'm mistaken, that's Brandon out in the yard playing with that kid. That coyote. I'll sure make him sorry he sent me up.
Gonna gun him right down, Jilkey?
No. I want him to know he's gonna be gunned down. I want him to worry about it.
Wonder who that kid is.
Well, I heard over the prison grapevine that his grandson was living with him. Seems the kid's mother and father got killed in a runaway stage. Say, that gives me an idea, Custer. Chances are Brandon's mighty fond of that kid. Yeah. Sure, that's it. Come on, Custer. We'll go talk to him.
I'm with you.
Well, howdy, boys.
Don't remember me, do you, Brandon?
Nope, can't say I do.
Take a closer look.
What? Yes, I remember you. You're Todd Jilkey.
That's right.
And this other hombre is Costa.
You sure hit the nail right on the head, Brandon. Nice little place you got here.
What do they want, Gramps?
I don't know yet, Ted.
Well, you're going to find out, Brandon. Costa, you ride back by the draw. Keep an eye out just in case we're followed. Them two hombres who rode after the train might be looking for us.
All right, Jilkey.
I see you ain't wearing your guns, Brandon. That makes it easy. But I'm wearing guns, so do what I tell you.
Gramps, I don't like this. What does he want?
He won't do any harm, Ted. Don't you worry. He's just another yellow coyote. You go on over there and play.
All right, Gramps.
Brandon, I've been waiting for this for 2 years. Every night and every day I've been figuring how I'd gun you down when I met up with you. But I've kind of changed my mind now. Looks like there's some nice high cliffs over up on that mountain. And I'm going to watch the expression on your face when this kid steps off one of them cliffs.
Oh boy, you devil Jilkey.
Keep your distance. It ought to be worth watching, Brandon. Now you and the kid get going ahead of me up that trail.
Here are the tracks of their horses, Pancho. They cannot be far ahead of us.
We not far from Senor Brandon's rancho now, Cisco.
After we get through that draw up ahead, we'll be almost there. Santo, I hope we're not too late.
Pancho, hope we're not too late, too. The trail plain now, Cisco.
See, it is. Up, Diablo, huh?
Oh, brother, come on now. Pancho, hope Senor Brandon not home when those killers get there.
Well, he probably was.
Hey, somebody shooting us.
Oh, Diablo,
hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up.
The flash of that rifle came from the bluff above the draw there, Pancho.
We get back out of the range of the rifle, no?
Oh, we are safe enough here.
Uh-huh.
It's a long way to that bluff. Those shots are merely warnings for us to stay here. This is not helping Senor Brandon.
One of those hombres, Cisco?
Si. There's no way to get around that bluff unless we ride miles out of our way. Pancho, you'd better stay here.
Where'd you go, Cisco?
I'm going to take a chance and try to ride through the draw.
No, no, Cisco. That hombre shoots you down.
I must get through and find out if Senor Brandon is safe. Even more, I must find out about that boy. Here I go, Pancho.
No, no, Cisco.
Up, Diablo, car.
Then Pancho not stay here. Pancho go where Cisco go. Go, 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 go. Cisco, Cisco, wait for Pancho. Wait for Pancho.
But Cisco and Pancho may not be in time, even if they escape the bullets of the hidden rifleman. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid.